Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Autumn's in full swing here in the Valley, which means Las Vegans are finally getting outside for hikes, bike rides, and picnics. But there's an art to planning the perfect picnic. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm sitting down with producers Sonia Cho Swanson and Layla Muhammad, and we're going to talk about our best insider tips for picnicking in Southern Nevada. It's Thursday, November 2nd. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Sonia, Layla, welcome to this special picnic episode of CityCast Las Vegas.
Thanks, David. Hey, Layla.
Thanks, David. Hey, Sonia.
You know, I think Layla and I might have a differing of opinion of what exactly a picnic entails.
Yes.
And
uh-oh.
Sonia, maybe you could be the referee here.
Okay.
So for the purposes of this conversation, what is a picnic? You want to go first, Layla, and then I'm going to completely correct you.
Yes. For the purposes of this conversation, a picnic can include cooking outdoors and bringing like hamburgers, hot dogs, like a barbecue type setup. You can cook outdoors and bring all of that. It can be on a table or on a blanket. We're broadening the idea of a picnic because it could be so much more than just like a picnic basket and a blanket, David.
Okay. And so now my side, all right, let me advocate on the other end of it. When I hear, hey, you want to go to a picnic or you want to go do a picnic with me, I think it's something a little bit more intimate, maybe just two people. I think that it is distinct from a cookout or a potluck even. That I will see in a park where, like, people have a bunch of different food spread out and they're grilling and all that stuff. I do envision a basket in the traditional picnic sense. I envision stuff that's pre-made, whether you made it with your own loving hands or you went somewhere and you got all the ingredients to put in there and then you unveil it on a blanket on the grass and you're having a picnic or at the beach on the sand. But that's, to me, a more limited idea of picnic versus all those other variations where people gather for food outside.
Key word in there was limited.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you think,
all
Sonia?
Right. If I have to come down, man, I'm just doing the whole splitting hairs thing, but I think I'm somewhere in between. Okay, y'all. I think that cooking is allowable.
Thank you.
However, the idea of a picnic for me is portability. So if you can carry all the stuff with you that you're going to do for like hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever, if you can carry it with you to like a park destination or somewhere out where it's a little more like in nature and grass, by all means, bring that stuff that you're cooking. But if you are like packing, like if you're talking like, you know, giant coolers, like multiple sets of like dishes and everything like that, then that to me is more like in the cookout territory. So some cooking, yes, allowed, but to me, the defining element of a picnic is portability.
Hmm. All right.
I feel like we have so many great picnic areas where if you bring like, okay, I'm talking about bringing a tent, like a canopy tent, bringing chairs, laying out, and bring like a tablecloth, because you never want to put, honestly, you never want to put anything directly on any of these tables. So bring a tablecloth.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a bit more of an involved picnic.
Okay. And I'm not going to disagree that need some accoutrement, if you will, to make it happen out here. Because even though the weather has turned good, there's still that beating sun. I don't have a problem with like shade structure. So your canopy idea totally resonates with me. Mm-hmm. So let's just say this. We're going to open up that picnic umbrella, and it is really big for our discussion.
Fair.
Yeah. And in many locations. I mean, I think you could have a picnic in your own backyard.
Yes, absolutely.
And while we're not going to recommend that people show up at my house to have a picnic in my backyard, I think we're going to have some fun locations. And let's just jump into those. Where are your favorite spots to picnic around the valley?
Well, my favorite spot to go picnic is Floydland Park. We went there last month. Weather was gorgeous. There is a fee to get in there. It's $6 per vehicle or $1 per person, whichever one's going to be greater. But it's totally worth it. It's beautiful in there. There's multiple lake areas in Floydland Park. And I recommend if you go in, you're driving around towards the left, past the first lake, because that is where all the birds are. And if you go around a little bit farther, you'll hit a second smaller lake, a lot of grass, a lot of trees in that area. And you can set up on a picnic blanket and have a really nice time. I can't guarantee that the birds will stay away from you, though.
Yeah, birds.
They're little opportunists. Yeah.
What about you guys? What's your favorite picnic area?
Yeah, Sonia, where do you go?
Well, I got to shout out Summerlin. Say what you will about Summerlin. I know people in the Valley have mixed feelings, but that concentration of investment into public infrastructure has resulted in some really lovely little public parks, like little pocket parks that anyone can go to totally free of charge. A few that I recommend are the Gardens Park, which is over near DI and Hualapai, Willows Park, just north of that near Sahara and Hualapai. And then if you go up Hill Point, tucked away in, like, you know, the many twisty roads of Summerlin is the Hills Park, which is really nice, has really big trees, lots of shade, great play structures for kids. It's dog friendly, picnic tables and grassy areas. So I really like the Hills Park as well. The other idea I had actually is if you want to jazz it up just a little bit, you could actually go to a park that also has a farmer's market.
Ooh,
so then you can just like go, yeah, like there's a couple farmers. I think there's at least two I could find in the valley that have farmers markets at them. So Solista Park in Henderson has a farmer's market. I think it's at Inspirata every first and third Saturday. And then Bruce Trent Park, that's over on Rampart and Vegas Drive, has a farmer's market every Wednesday afternoon. So you just go through, wander, pick up some, like, pretty fruits. You know, they have a lot of food stands. Get yourself some, you know, Yaki Zen vegan Mexican food, or, you know, get yourself some Thai beef jerky and throw down a picnic blanket and snack.
Fun. So I'm going to throw out two really quickie, one quickie and one longie.
Okay.
So for the quickie, I think Sunset Park is an amazing spot to head out for, you know, urban picnic area because, you know, it can be magical in a lot of ways because it's such a big park off of, you know, Sunset and Eastern over there. They've got the pond and they've got some fun trails. Dogs are welcome there. And we love the big open grassy area to just lay out a blanket, do our thing, bring the dog with us, you know, throw the frisbee, throw the ball. It's totally fun. Big, wide open. Just make sure to be respectful of people around you. So we're away from the tables and all that stuff and just kind of do our DIY picnic in Sunset. Love it. And then afterwards, like, nice walks around. So that's my shorty. My long one would be heading up to Red Rock Canyon. And there's a couple ways that you could do it. You know, also love bringing the dog, and dogs are welcome up there as long as you obviously keep them on your leash. You can do the traditional picnic because they do have picnic tables, even grills up there if you want to, you know, accept that grilling is part of the picnic. Of course, when fire restrictions are not in effect.
Yes.
They have pit toilets up there at Willow Spring. There aren't grills over at, like, Dedication Overlook and Red Spring, but Red Spring also has, like, a reserve picnic site area. You can grab a permit, $40, bring a lot of people, the picnic and flush toilets available over at that visitor center, or you could go over to Spring Mountain Ranch, which is also kind of available. But if you want to kind of go a little off-grid, there are plenty of little, you know, off-trail spots where you could just kind of sit down with your cheese sandwiches and your olives that you got over at Whole Foods and quietly sit and hope that a little wildlife comes by, not too close, but
and not to feed them.
And not to feed them, of course not to feed them, Sonia.
Right.
I'm not a monster. I follow the rules, but, you know, just to kind of be at one with nature. And there are some overlooks there where you kind of catch a glimpse of the strip, but you know you're so far enough away because there's so much space in between that you're kind of in that like sweet limbo zone of being otherworldly. Mm. And so that to me is the perfect picnic. If you find the spot with the right temperature and all the elements come together, great picnic day. So that's my entree into the picnic sweepstakes here.
You know what place my parents love going to? Their go-to spot, and this is actually a point in Layla's favor for cooking. They like to take their little Korean butane grill out to Mount Charleston.
Nice.
Yeah.
Roads permitting.
So actually, I did a little research. We got some news, okay? So Mount Charleston, as you know, totally effed up by the storms,
yeah,
et cetera. Guess what? State Route 156 to Lee Canyon just reopened last week.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, which means that the old mill picnic area and a few other sites around Lee Canyon are now open. Hot tip from our friend Mount Charleston Mountain Man. Doesn't seem like any bathrooms are open in Lee Canyon, so maybe just keep that in mind. And then also Kyle Canyon Road,
yes,
is scheduled to reopen November 3rd. It looks like Deer Creek Road is also scheduled to reopen next week. So that means that we'll have access to the Spring Mountains Visitor Gateway, the Kyle Picnic Area, and Fletcher Campground.
An interesting note about Kyle Canyon Picnic Area. My mm-hmm. friends and I were up there in July, and don't quote me on this, and this listeners might have to do some extra digging, but I think there's an unmarked picnic area that we went to. My friend
what?
Found it. And I was trying to look up the name of it. We couldn't find it. There was no
Ooh.
Signs where
it
there
could
was
be a
name.
Ghost picnic oh. area.
And it was so
Ew, you
on
found
the way.
Picnic area.
Yes. Yeah, so on the way to Kyle Canyon,
Twilight Zone.
You're not gonna get all the way to Kyle Canyon. It's gonna be before the roundabout. So if you hit the roundabout, you've
okay.
gone too far. And turn around, and it's going to be, I believe, on the right side of the road, and you're going to drive up, and there's a few picnic tables up there, there's grills, and it's a really nice area. The bathroom is a little scary, I will say that. It's a little dicey.
That's most bathrooms in nature.
Yeah, so make sure you bring your wipes, your toilet paper, and prepare if you really need to go.
Your gloves, your gas mask,
exactly.
You know, the typical stuff.
Ooh, secret picnic area. Okay, if anyone else finds it, if you're listening, please let us know because I'm
yeah,
very curious.
Yeah, drop a pin post.
Yeah, if Layla entered the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, apparently there's horse trails. I don't know. Maybe we found like a little Narnia trail, but it was really, really nice up there in July.
If you go deep enough, you come out in someone's wardrobe and randomly in a house in Summerlin.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
love that. So what are we bringing with us on this outing?
When I'm just picnicking with my husband and we're just going to go and do our easy thing, I usually like to make sandwiches, probably like a BLT or something. But when I go on a picnic with my parents, they love to go all out and they bring their Korean gas stove, the little Korean butane stove I was talking about. And then they buy like really delicious, like super thinly cut Korean meats that you can just like grill right there outside. And we wrap them in lettuce with like, you know, some Korean dips and sauces, which you can also buy at the Korean grocery store. So that's our go-to for picnics. So I think kind of, Layla, this is like a point in your favor for the outdoor
it's,
cooking,
yes.
right?
Yes. I mean, outdoor
Maybe.
Cooking really is so much fun, especially at a place like one of the Kyle Canyon picnic areas or anywhere that has a grill. What we do is we bring foil and like charcoals and all of that stuff to
Whoa.
Cook on the grill because you don't want to put, at least we don't put anything directly on the grill,
uh-huh.
obviously because there's a lot of people using those. So if you uh-huh. lay some foil down, you can make your hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever else you want to make. And then we'll bring potato salad, mac and cheese, a nice green salad, and have like a really nice barbecue up there. And if you're on your way to Kyle Canyon, the really nice Smith's Marketplace in Sky Canyon is right up there. So if you need anything for
Ooh.
Your picnic before you stop up there, that Smith's has it all. And that's the one that has a bar inside if you need...
Oh my God, the fancy
yes,
Smiths.
Yes, if you need any libations for your
the
picnic.
The fancy Smiths. I love that.
What's in your picnic basket, David?
Well, I do enjoy also kind of making stuff at home, but sometimes it's just easier to go to a shop that can kind of do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of the traditional meat and cheese and olives, maybe some pickly things.
Oh, yes.
And
the
so,
charcuterie board. I'm so there.
Right. Or, you know, you could even go to a place like Cured in Way. I don't know if you know that spot.
Yeah.
They're definitely like a cheese and charcuterie heavy hitter in our community.
Oh, my God.
And,
they're amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they've got like, I don't know, over 200 cheeses in stock and probably 60 different kinds of meats. In fact, I know that. So Cured in Way has these things called grazing boxes, which I just love that name. And, you know, they're specially made to order depending on what it is that you want. So you got some cheeses and some meats and like all the fixins and stuff. That's easy breezy for me to like either pick that up on the way out somewhere or get it ahead of time and then just sort of repackage it as my own, not fooling anyone because usually the picnic person I go with was with me on that whole trip anyway. But that makes it a little bit easier than assembling all the stuff yourself and, and trying to get the cool stuff. Also, picnics are a fun time to try new things, like try a cheese that you never had before.
Yeah. Cured in Way always has cheeses I've never even like seen before.
Exactly. But so that's like my easy tip is just let someone else do the heavy lifting and then just put it in a picnic basket and head on out. So, you know, it doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
One more shout out for another charcuterie business in town over in Henderson. There's a business called Board and Graze, like B-O-A-R-D, Board
They
and
all
Graze.
Have the names, don't they?
I know, so very
more,
clever.
More puns than hair salons.
Yeah, that's over in Henderson. They've got some really pretty arrangements too. They kind of turn the salamis into like little salami roses and stuff.
Cute. I like that. I mean, is that our Vegas spin on the picnic? Is that we'll get our produce or our stuff locally, or is there an even more Vegas-y spin?
I think it's presentation. I feel like Vegas knows how to do presentation right.
Yeah, I feel like people go all out with their picnics because they cook outside.
See, I get that. So we've already heard about salami roses, which are amazing. What else can we do to jazz it up maybe for a special occasion?
Well, I think if you really want to go all out for a special occasion, whether that's a birthday, an engagement, anything, you could hire a picnic planner to set up your picnic. Yes.
So even I'm not that bougie. But
I know. You got to be pretty bougie for this.
I mean,
this.
Maybe I am.
But
now
one,
I'm listening very carefully.
I know. One company I'll recommend, I found them on Instagram. My friend knows them and has used them before, is Heart and Soul Gatherings. They are a Las Vegas picnic parties and engagement proposals, party planners, event company. And they do really, really cute picnic setups. And they'll set up like a little table on a grass area, or if you have a table, they'll set it up and work with your venue or your destination and make a really nice themed picnic. They do great seasonal themed picnics, and they have seasonal options. And for that one, I'll say make sure you're booking at least 2 weeks in advance because their calendar does fill up. But that would be a great way to really jazz up your picnic.
Fun. Any tips, Sonia?
Yeah, I think for me to take your picnic to like the next level is to like think about like your beverages. So don't just like, you know, pull out some cans of soda and like just like put them out. Like if you really want to like make this feel like a little extra special, a little extra fancy, get some of those like shatterproof tumblers. You can honestly just get like some from Marshall's or Target or something. You know, they're just like the clear plastic shatterproof things that look kind of nice. We make ourselves non-alcoholic cocktails or fancy sodas. We'll get sparkling water and then we'll have like little syrups like pomegranate syrup or like we'll like sometimes like make it like a ginger syrup or something and then garnish. I mean, always a little garnish, right? The Vegas presentation, like, you know, whether it's a little sprig of rosemary that you kind of or a mint that you kind of, you know, slap. Have you seen this before at bars where they like slap the herbs before they put them in your drink to get the essences out. So that's just one way to kind of jazz it up.
That would make a really good picture, too, if you're into taking, like, pictures of your picnic setup, a nice little drink there.
I mean, thank you, Layla. You know me. As you've said before to me, the foe needs first.
Exactly.
I love the idea of, like, experimenting with beverages. You know, one of the things that we love doing if we're at a supermarket here in town, like if we go to Sprouts, they always have this like what I call the weird beverage section.
I love that section.
Yeah. And
it's so much fun.
Like whether it's a kombucha or some sort of interesting tonic or whatever, there's plenty of ways to do that. And, you know, a lot of these places that we're talking about don't encourage alcohol drinking in public. So,
oh, that's right. Just legally. Is it illegal to have wine in a bottle out and visible on a picnic in Nevada?
Short answer is yes.
Oops.
It really does depend. There are some places that you absolutely it's prohibited. You might be able to get a permit if you're thinking about it ahead of time. But generally speaking, I'd say if you're in a public park, you probably don't want to have alcohol out in public.
Okay.
Definitely check ahead of time with the rules of the venue or the area where you are, whether or not alcohol is allowed or not.
I got to update my friends on
that. Good to know.
It's not allowed everywhere, although, you know, come on.
Okay.
You know,
gotcha.
But a workaround of that is we recently discovered some really fun non-alcoholic cocktails that are pre-made.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
our favorite of all of them is one called a phony Negroni. And it comes pre-packaged in the bottle and they're very portable and easy to bring out. A lot of the local breweries put out an NA product and people should experiment with that. We had a local NA IPA that was really good recently over at Atomic.
Yeah.
And we definitely, our eyes were drawn to that because it was made in Nevada. Another jazz up for me is the picnic basket itself. I mean, I'm kind of inspired by something I saw at a tinned fish meetup where somebody had what was essentially a briefcase but could also be a fancy picnic basket that had all the little tools of the trade and all these little cans and fun little fruity items or whatever, little cookies and stuff.
So basically like a magician opening his box.
Yes,
and
exactly
like
that.
Oh
picture
my God,
that in
I
your
love
head.
It.
And I've
That's
seen
hilarious.
Some really tricked out picnic baskets, so why not take it for a test run here in Southern Nevada? And you can fill it with all sorts of stuff. It's maybe a fun way to go, and you probably have a little extra room. You could put some games in there, whether you're bringing Uno or cribbage or, you know, just something fun to do with your picnic partners.
Yeah. So could you fit in Layla's cookout supplies is my question. This is the question.
No, but I will definitely bring some bug spray because that's the one thing I don't love about outdoors picnics is that, you know, you could get the flying things, especially mosquito season. So I'll have a separate area, a little compartment in my special picnic basket that doesn't touch the food.
You can
that
fit,
has a little.
You can fit foil in a picnic basket and grill. Maybe not trouble and fuel.
I'm not going to be convinced, but I'm also not going to hate.
This is why I'm saying the Korean butane stove is the perfect in-between. Mm-hmm. So tiny, so... Listen, guys, we're going to go out.
Yeah.
You, me, and my parents, we're all going to go out to Mount Charleston and cook up some Korean barbecue on the mountain on the Korean butane grill. It's going to happen.
I'm there.
Well, that was fun, guys. And I hope everyone's going to take advantage of this great weather we're having and do the picnic. Y'all do the picnic.
Yes.
Sonia Cho Swanson, Layla Muhammad, thanks so much for another enlightening conversation about life in Las Vegas here on CityCast Las Vegas.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, your picnic buddy? Rate the show too, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky. Autumn is in full swing here in the valley, aka the basin, which means I'm going to do it like that.
But then we're not the basin. That's big basin. We're not the basin.
We're part of the basin. Anyway, I know. That's another episode. All right.
Okay.
Day.
All right.
Yeah. Outtakes are happening left and right. Here we go.